The American Civil Liberties Union once defended, you guessed it, civil liberties, but this weekend posted a message attacking the Second Amendment. In fact, said the Second Amendment itself is racist. Here's the tweet. The ACLU saying, racism is foundational to the Second Amendment and its inclusion in the Bill of Rights. Joining us now to react to this claim is Stephen Gutowski. He's a gun journalist and founder of TheReload.com, an excellent publication. Hello, Stephen. Great to talk to you, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What is up here? Why is the ACLU attacking the Second Amendment? And is their attack on the Second Amendment suggesting that the Second Amendment itself is racist in its foundations? Is that in any way accurate?
Yeah, well, I would say that it's not accurate. Certainly, I listened to the podcast, and effectively, they're attacking a made-up amendment. It doesn't exist. It's a lot. There's a lot of time spent talking about the right of to have a militia to protect the state, which is not what the Second Amendment says. The Second Amendment guarantees a right to the people to keep and bear arms because it views a militia as necessary to the security of a free state, which is a very different concept than the states having a right to have militias. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I don't think there's a lot of credibility in the argument itself that's being put forth. You know, for instance, Vermont, when it adopted its state constitution, right, it both abolished slavery and included a provision about gun rights that's essentially almost identical to the federal constitution. Now, why would they do that if the whole point of the Second Amendment was to allow state slave, militias to exist in slaveholding states? Like, it doesn't really make any sense. And it, of course, goes against the plain meaning of the actual text of the amendment itself.
Right. So the actual history of gun control in the United States, especially in the early United States, there were racist provisions when it came to guns. It was keeping black people from having them. And so the Second right. Amendment guarantees that right. The Second Amendment seems to be the answer to racist gun laws.
Right. I mean, the way that slaveholders kept black people from enjoying their Second Amendment rights during the founding era and through the Civil War was to deny their humanity, to deny that they were people under the Constitution. This is how they kept slavery legal, despite the Constitution, you know, as Frederick Douglass would argue later on, certainly is an anti-slavery document because it doesn't guarantee a right to slavery at all. It's sort of an embarrassing compromise that was made at the time to bring slaveholding southern states into the Union. But certainly there's a very long and overtly racist history of using gun laws, gun control laws, to deny black people their Second Amendment rights.
Right.
That is indisputable. Like, there's a ton of evidence for that, even after the Civil War, of course, with the Jim Crow laws and black coats. But what makes no sense from my point of view and my readings is that to say that the amendment itself is racist. Certainly that's not how a lot of black activists throughout the years have viewed it. Obviously, most famously, Martin Luther King himself attempted to get a concealed carry permit in Alabama when his house was bombed and was denied because of a May issue law there that determined only people who have a good reason should have these permits. And the sheriff didn't think that having your house bombed was a good enough reason, apparently, if you weren't the right color. So he denied Martin Luther King's permit. This came up recently in the Supreme Court case over this. The National African American Gun Association filed a brief in that case, explained that as sort of the hallmark of the racist history of gun control laws in the United States. So
yes,
There's a lot of evidence for that, but not much for the Second Amendment itself being racist.
So you said you listened to the podcast in question. That's what they're referring to in this tweet that I read at the outset, that they have a podcast where they discuss this issue. They say racism is, again, foundational to the Second Amendment and its inclusion in the Bill of Rights. My presumption when somebody writes a statement like that is they'd like to see the Second Amendment taken away. Is that the conclusion in the ACLU's conversation?
Well, I think the conclusion is that, yeah, it's, I mean, essentially that they go into quite a lot beyond the Second Amendment, as you might imagine, and it becomes more of just a conversation about race in America and all the different opinions that go along with that. But yeah, I mean, effectively, they say their argument is that the Second Amendment only is completely different from the other amendments in the Bill of Rights, and that it's core, it's completely racist. It was only intended to keep, slaves down, keep them from revolting, and allow for Southern states to have militias to do that.
Yes,
that's the basis of the argument they're making. So, yeah, I don't think they see any value in the right itself in the amendment.
You know, there was a time when the ACLU actually defended gun owners. I remember about a decade ago speaking to ACLU attorneys who reached out to me as I was reporting for the Daily Caller. I wrote a story about it, actually, that anytime the issue of a national gun registry became a part of the conversation, the ACLU would push back on it. They thought that that was a real threat to privacy rights in the United States. And so they would join with gun owners and fight on their behalf. I don't know if I could imagine the ACLU doing that today, Stephen.
Well, I think, the ACLU has always been pretty shy about the Second Amendment. It's stuck with the 20th century interpretation that it was a group right or collective right, not one guaranteed to individuals, even though they don't take that interpretation of any other rights, which mentioned them being reserved to the people, as the Second Amendment does. But so you will often see them, and they still do this to some degree today, where if it impacts some other right, like you were discussing there with privacy rights, or they filed a brief in support of the NRA's lawsuit against New York over what was effectively a First Amendment complaint about the New York trying to censor them or trying to harm their activism through, manipulating financial institutions. So you still see it's almost like the ACLU has kind of certain rights that it favors, essentially, in the Bill of Rights. And the Second Amendment is never really favored. And now it's basically on an all-out attack on it. And I think this boils down to, partisanship. Like they've really become more of a leftist or liberal identity group than they are a group that explicitly deals with civil liberties.
Yes. Yeah, and that's been a subject of a lot of consternation among longtime members of the ACLU, including some of its most famous attorneys, who now think that it's become nothing but a left-wing hatchet organization rather than the type of place that actually defends civil liberties, which we could use more of in the United States. Stephen Katowski has been defending civil liberties and did it again today. Thank you very much, Stephen. Nice to talk to you. Again, his website is The Reload, a great publication, thereload.com. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
It's 5:15 now.